Blog Talk Radio. see somebody there. You feel like giving up. You feel like nobody understands. But the devil is alive. God is right there. And he's been there all the time. Lift your hands. I break the spirit of depression off of you. In Jesus' name. Let me tell you why. He's able.
Oh, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise ye the Lord, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, because we know that he is able, people of God, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Welcome, 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 everyone, glory to God, to Reign of Glory Revival Ministry, praise God, you are on the air with Apostle Carolyn McNeil this morning. Amen. Glory to his name. Sunday service. Yes, Holy Spirit. We bless and praise God on this day. We bless and praise God. Hallelujah. He woke us up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we are here this morning. Amen. To say thank you, God, again. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for breathing on the inside of us. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. We woke up this morning, people of God. Hallelujah. And I got a praise on my tongue and a dance in my feet. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Through the rough times, I praise him. Through the, oh, come on, somebody. Through the good times, I praise him. Amen. Praise God. Because I know in the rough times, amen, praise God, he's up to something big. My God, I give him glory this morning. Hallelujah. For his grace, for his mercy. Because we know that he is able. Amen. Don't give up on God because he won't give up on you. My God, I thank you, Jesus. With that being said, amen, let me just pray. Hi, yes, Holy Spirit, because I think the Holy Spirit ready this morning for y'all. Yes, Holy Ghost, thank you, Jesus. Father God, we come, my shoulder. Yes, Holy Spirit. We thank you, Father God, for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for waking us up this morning, God, in our right mind and acting about them, so God. But we come this morning, Lord God, being grateful and thankful, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, because we know, Father, that you are God and you are the creator of all things, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, in the bad times, in the good times. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Even in the middle, my God, I say thank you, Jesus. So, Father, I just want to pray this morning, Lord God, as we open up the airways this morning, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Ask that, Father, that you will have your way this morning, God, in the name of Jesus. Bless every listener, God. Yes, Holy Ghost. We ask you, Father, to open up their hearts, open up their minds, Lord God, to receive that which you have for us, Lord, today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Now, God, as I move out the way, glory to God, as I hide behind the cross this morning, Lord God, I ask that the Holy Spirit will take control of my mind, my body, my spirit, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you will have your way, Lord God. Allow me to decrease, God, that the Holy Spirit can increase, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you for the movement of the Holy Spirit even now, Father God. In Jesus' name, I pray with thanksgiving in my heart. My soul says amen on this morning. Good people, good people, good people, blessed of the Lord. My God, I say thank you. This morning, amen, praise God, as I just been walking around and talking to the Lord, glory to God, in his presence yesterday, hallelujah, glory to God, I kept hearing the word, God is able. Come on, people, God, God is able. That is my title today. God is able. Just like the song says, God is able. Glory to God. So I want to go to Ephesians. Amen. Praise God. The third chapter starting at verse 14 to 21. But I just want to say God is able, people, God, to exceed your expectation. He is able to do exceedingly above all you can ask or imagine. God is able to do the humanity, come on, impossible, and the humanly impossible in our lives. God is able, my God. And I just kept hearing him say, God is able. God is able. God is able. So we're going to go to the word of God and tell you why God is able, my God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I want to say before I get started this morning, I don't want to run past myself. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers, spiritual fathers, spiritual mentors. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God, because there are many things, amen, glory to God, that we can say about the fathers. But happy Father's Day, praise God. Yesterday, amen, as I was speaking to my husband, glory to God, yesterday would have been my father's birthday, but he is going home to glory. So instead of me just getting sad about it, the Lord says, I want you to celebrate, glory to God, celebrate who he was, amen, praise God. So I have a burst this morning that I celebrate, amen, all the fathers today, amen, praise God, hallelujah. Glory to his name. Let's get started, people of God. Yes, Holy Spirit. The Bible says, for this reason, I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. Come on. That he would grant you, come on, this is Paul talking, he would grant you according to his riches of his glory, to be strengthened with the might through his spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height, to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. And he says, now to him, come on, who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him, oh my, to him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen. How many know that God is our Father? He is the Father of all things. My God, I give him glory. The word able refers to the power one has by virtue of inherited ability and resource. Able describes that which has sufficient or necessary power, means skill or resources to accomplish an objective. God is able to exceed your expectations. He's able to do exceedingly above all you can ask or imagine. God is able to do humanly impossible in our lives. It's good to be reminded of God's ability to answer and to do all that we ask and request. He has the power, come on people of God, he has the power and the ability to do all that we ask of him or even imagine him doing. Therefore, let's be bold and courageous in our praying. Let us bring what we consider to be the most impossible request to God. Come on, he's our Father. Let us be bold to bring all our wildest dreams to God, for there is no danger of exhausting God's ability or power to answer. His power and grace is beyond all that we can ever ask. He is able to do what is beyond and the bounds of possibilities. He's able to do what seems to be unattainable. We shall, glory to God, discuss some things this morning. His ability, come on somebody, his dimension of his ability, his demonstration of his ability, description of his ability. God is all powerful, and God's power is infinite and unlimited. He can do with power. Come on. He can do with power anything that power can do. God has the power to do all he wills to do. He has both the resources and the ability to work his will in every circumstance in the universe, in this earth. Come on, people of God. My God, I say thank you. He's able, people of God, to do everything he needs to do or wants to do. Hallelujah. The ability of God. Nothing is too hard for God. Come on, Holy Spirit, because God says, I a lot of people have lost hope in him. They lost glory to God, who he really is. They don't even imagine. They pray, but they don't believe what they pray. They don't believe that he will answer. Glory to God. They dream, but they don't believe that it could come to pass. They got financial issues, but they don't believe that God can gut them out and bring them up. Praise God. They got health issues. They don't believe God that God can bring them out. Praise God. Hallelujah. They got children issues, but they don't believe that God can bring them out. They got marriage issues, but they don't believe that God is God. Come on. He has all power in his hand. All sovereign Lord, he has made the heavens and the earth by his great power and outstretched arm. Nothing, come on, people, God, is too hard for God. Jeremiah says it well. Amen. Glory to God. Nothing, for nothing is impossible with God. Luke said it. Glory to God. My God, I give you glory. No one can stop God's plans. I want to say that one more time, people, God, because sometimes you think man can stop God. God will move man out of the way. God will have his way in the lives of his people. No one can stop our God. I know that you can do all things. No plans of yours can be thwarted, praise God. But Job said it best. Hey, none of his plans, amen, can be messed up, praise God. He made all things, and all things serve him. Come on, people of God. Your laws endures to this day. For all things serve you. That's in Psalms 119 and 91. All things, oh, global hood of us, yeah, serve you, Lord. He does whatever he pleases. Our God is in heaven. He does whatever he pleases. That's what Psalms 115 and 3 says. Amen. If we read the Bible, the promises of God, because everything has to serve our God. Nothing is too hard for our God. I don't care how far you are down in the dirt. I don't care how far you are, praise God, that you feel like you can't reach God. I don't care how, glory to God, because God is God. He's all powerful. He's able to go behind walls and make changes. He's able to go into credit ports and make changes. He's able to go into the marriage and resurrection. He's able, glory to God, glory to God, the same way he resurrected, glory to God, my sake, what about that? Lazarus, he's able. Jesus is able. Come on, Holy Ghost. He does whatever he pleases. Our God is in heaven. He does whatever he pleases, saith the Lord. We naturally try to limit the eternal and absolute power of God to our own understanding or to our own concept or our own imagination, but God's power is beyond that. Glory to God. That ought to be the first of all encouraging and encourage us to pray, and it ought to encourage us to believe when we pray. But based on the holy and unchangeable character, there are at least four things in the Bible that God speaks of. Hallelujah. That God cannot do. Come on, there's four things that God cannot do. God cannot deny himself. 2 Timothy 2 and 13. He can't deny himself. He cannot lie. Titus 1 and 2. Come on, people of God. He cannot be tempted to evil. James 1, 13. Come on, people of God. And he cannot change his basic nature. Yes, Holy Ghost. Numbers 23 and 19. That's the things that he cannot do. My God, I say thank you. In short, God will never act contrary to his own righteousness, holy and unchangeable character. We're talking about our Father today. Glory to God. We come to lift him up today. today the dimension of his ability. He is able to save to the uttermost. The Bible says in Hebrews 7:25, wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. Jesus took our place that we might have his peace. He took our sins that we might have his salvation. Glory to God, glory to God. When God saves us, our sins are forgiven and forgotten forever. He is able to help them that is tempted. Come on, people of God. If you're tempted, he's able to help you. I want you to put it in your spirit. God is able. He is able. My God, I give him glory. Hebrews 2:18 says, since he himself has gone through suffering and testing, he is able to help us when we are being tested. Come on, don't double hold of us, see cool of us, glory to God. God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempt he any man. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. The ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in the moment of comfort and convenience. Can I say that one more time? Because I'm talking to everybody on this line, including myself this morning. My God, I say thank you. The ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in the moment of comfort and convenience, but where he stands at times of challenges and controversy. My God, I give you glory. He is able to subdue all things unto himself. Yes, Holy Spirit. Philippians 3:21 says, who shall change our vile body that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself. God can take that which is even of no use and make it wonderful. My God, I say thank you. He's able to deliver from the fires of life. Come on, we're going to talk about it today. He's able. My God, who's going through the fire today? God is able to deliver you from the fires of life. My God, somebody give God the praise right there. If you're going through something today, give God the praises right there. Daniel 3:17 says, if it be so, our God, whom we serve, is able. Come on, hold up, I see it. Able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of the hands, O King. Glory to God. The devil will always snare us with the fiery furnace, threaten us that, glory to God, that unless we bow, we will burn. Yes, Holy Ghost. And whatever fire of affliction we may be passing through, we need to remain steadfast in our trust in God to deliver us. If God talking to somebody, come on and clap your hand. I might cannot see you. Glory to God, but I know God sees everything. He sits up high and looks low. Glory to God. He sees everybody. Glory to God. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. And whatever fire and affliction that you passing through, come on, people of God, hallelujah, we need to remain steadfast in the trust of our God for deliverance. He's able to build us up. The Bible says in Acts 20:32 says, and now, brethren, I commend you to God. I commend you to God. Oh, my God, I give you glory. And to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up. Yes, Holy Ghost, and give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. Living and praying in the Spirit will cause us to be built up in Christ, in faith, and in his word. Look at the book of Jude, amen, Jude 1:20. But ye, beloved, building up yourself on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Ah, yes, Holy Ghost. He's able, glory to God, to do above our expectation and our imagination. The Bible says in Ephesians 3:20 says, now unto him, come on, Holy Ghost, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we ask or think according to what? The power that worketh on the inside. Oh, come on, somebody say, I'm going to exercise the power that's on the inside of me. Glory to God. He cannot be predicted or limited. He's able to do what man cannot conceive or imagine. For instance, people of God, yes, Holy Ghost, when the Israelites got to the Red Sea, they could not imagine that God will make a way in the sea. Come on, somebody, my God, I say thank you. He's able to heal and deliver. The Bible says, glory to God, in Matthew 9:28 says, and when he was come into the house, come on, the blind men came to him, and Jesus said unto him, believe ye that I am able to do this. Oh, did you see the word able? Come on, Holy Ghost. They said unto him, yeah, Lord, whatever we can believe him for is what he can do for us. If you believe the Lord, clap your hands this morning. I might say, what about Santa? No sickness is too great for him to heal, and no oppression or affliction is too great for him to remove. Come on, somebody, say he's able to keep us from falling. My God, I say thank you. Jude 24:24 says, now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. Acts 20:32 says, and now, brethren, I commend you to God and the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and give you an inheritance among all them all which are sanctified. We don't have to fall. We don't have to fall. His eyes is on the smallest bird. He knows the amount of hairs on our head. What we need to do is open our hearts, come on, people of God, and make him Lord of our spirit. Can I say that one more time for somebody that did not hear me? Glory to God. What we need to do, hear me in the Holy Ghost, what we need to do is open our hearts and make him Lord of our spirit. Lord, you are Lord over my spirit, Lord of our minds, Lord of our bodies. Come on, people, God, give yourself unto the Lord. You know the song says, I give myself away, praise God. Give yourself away to the Lord. Let the unlimited God be the God who is able to do all things needed in your life and your family, and trust his grace to be established in his will. Come on, somebody. The ability, the demonstration of the Lord, glory to God, the ability of God has been demonstrated in many areas of our lives. He created the world by the power of his word. Come on, people of God. Whosoever is needed that is not in place, God is able to speak it into being. He said he can make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. That's what Isaiah said. He's able. My God, I give you glory. Go to Isaiah 43:18-19. He said, I will make a way in the wilderness, and I glory to God, in a river in your desert. Praise God. That means that he's able. Glory to God. Whatever you are passing through today, glory to God. He's able. My God, I give you glory. He is a God of perfection. Whatever he starts to do, he can bring it to perfection. I go to the Lord about Sunday. He's able to bring his word and promise fulfillment. Ah, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. The Bible says in Genesis 17, God speaks. God speaks to the 99-year-old Abraham, who has been promised a child by God. Come on, Holy Ghost. By this time, his body is as good as dead. But God, in the face of all his very understandable doubt, God reassures him by calling himself El Shaddai. which means Almighty God. See, when you know him as being Almighty God, come on, Holy Ghost, it was God's way of saying, don't look in the mirror, Abraham. Come on. I'm talking to somebody this morning. Don't look in the mirror, Abraham. Look at me. If I say you're going to have a son, it's going to happen. Age means nothing to me. I am Almighty God. Come on, Holy Ghost. God has a demonstration of restoration, people of God, in the lives of God's people. God has power to restore what the enemy has killed. Come on, stolen or destroyed. He can restore our lost health. Come on, Holy Ghost. Our lost wealth and our lost hope. He can restore. Come on, don't you believe, God, that he can restore? I see him restoring. My God, I give you glory. I can't stop saying thank you, God, because you're restoring. I can't stop saying thank you, God, because I see your hands moving. There's a time in our lives, people of God, that God take us through the fire of affliction. But when he brings you out, he will establish you. And you can't stop but saying, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. In the beginning, I thank you, Lord. In glory to God. In the bad times, I thank you, Lord. In the middle, I thank you, Lord. At the end of a thing, I thank you, Lord. He can restore your health. He can restore your wealth, restore your hope. My God, I say thank you. One word from God can change your life. He even promised to restore our wasted years. This he achieved by giving divine speed to achieve exploits of many years and few months. Do you ever ask God, God, I need you to speed it up a little bit, praise God. God, I got it now, God. I got that you can do anything impossible. Glory to God that you can bring it to pass. All you got to do is speak a word. He protected Daniel. He protected Daniel in the lion's den. Darius spends the night wondering if God is able to do it. Daniel enjoys the Lord's peace and rest, well knowing that God is able. My God, I say thank you. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were thrown into the furnace of fire. Nebuchadnezzar stood with anger on his face as he sentenced the three Hebrew boys and asked, who can deliver them? My God. Oh, Rabbi Sekuna Masanda. Who can deliver them? That's the same way sometimes they ask about you. Who can deliver them? It seems to be dead right now. Who can deliver them? But what God did, the boys came out of the furnace shouting loudly, God is able. Have you ever said God is able? Glory to God. All week long I kept hearing God say, God is able. No matter what you're going through, God is able. No matter what fire you're going through, God is able. No matter what your children are doing, God is able. No matter how your finances go, God is able. No matter how your marriage goes, God is able. No matter how your ministry goes, God is able. My God, Holy Ghost. The wisdom of Zarephath stood watching as the prophet ate the last meal of the meals and wondered, if God is able to sustain her. 3 years later, she was still eating while all around her starved. And when she finished her meal, she could whisper with all the assurance of her soul that God is able. Oh, is God talking to us this morning? God is able to destroy all the works of the enemy. The Bible says that he came for the purpose of destroying all the works of the devil. That's why I look and I hear, and when I was a babe in Christ, praise God, they called up on what about fear. Everybody did everything to me, praise God. But we have to understand find that we got a God that can fight the enemy. We got a God that won the battle. We got the God, amen, at the end of the Bible who won but our God. So he can fight for glory to God. You praise God. Ah, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. No matter what enemy is coming your way, my God is able. We can believe him for the demonstration of evil works planned and imagined against us in every area of our lives. Come on, people of God. God is able. If anyone had any doubt about God's power to save, look at the Apostle Paul. He was a blasphemer, a persecutor of the church. He hated Christ, and he showed it by seeking to destroy all who followed him. Ah, my God, glory to God. Who needs somebody, glory to God, to be saved? God is able. I always say, God, if you did it for Paul, you can do it for them. Glory to God. He hated Christianity. He loved Judaism. Yet God in his power came and saved and transformed such a man. The God who is so powerful that he can do the impossible. Ah, glory to God. Did the impossible in Paul. That's why I say, people of God, glory to God, God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we can ask or think according to the power that worketh on the inside of us. The power of God will overthrow everything that is not of God. Oh, my say, Kodabasanda, Kodabasia. Your inheritance, Kodabasanda, is with the Lord Jesus Christ, my God. I say thank you. Go into a song, people of God. I shall be turned in a minute. God bless you. God is able.
Give me you, everything else can wait. Give me you, I hope I'm not too late. Lord, give me you, Lord, give me you, Lord. Give me you, everything else can wait. Lord, give me you, I hope I'm not too late. Lord, give me you, Lord. Crying
Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Give me you, oh, Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank and praise God. Hallelujah for what he is doing. Amen. We know that he is well able. Amen. Praise God. So we thank and praise God. Hi. Yes, Holy Spirit. We thank God for the word of God. Amen. Praise God. Sometimes you got to dig the promises of God out of what you need. Glory to God. What you need. You need healing? Dig in the word of God. You need a financial breakthrough? Dig in the word of God. You need deliverance? Dig in the word of God. The word will work for you. The word is like a fire. Amen. That burns out things. Amen. God said his word is like a hammer. Come on, people of God. Yes, Holy Spirit, he's able to do, amen, that what he say he's going to do. Glory to God. He wants to give you hope today. He wants you to know that he is God. He is the Father of all fathers. Come on, people of God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Job said it. Glory to God. In Job 42:2, he said, I know that you can do anything. Come on, people of God. And that no purpose of yours can't be stopped. Glory to God. What test or trial are you facing today? Do you believe God can do anything and that nothing, yes, Holy Spirit, nothing can stop his purpose from being fulfilled? Glory to God. It's one thing to believe in God's ability when all is well, but quite another when, like Job was, amen, praise God, you lost everything and everything of the world, glory to God, is falling apart. But God is able to restore. Look how he restored Job's life back to new. Praise God, hallelujah. When he prayed for his friend, turned around, God blessed him, glory to God, better than what he ever had. He replenished him. He restored him. He revived him. He refreshed him. Hey, glory to God, glory to God. Jeremiah 32:17, he said, there is nothing too hard for you, Almighty God. You have made the heavens and the earth by your almighty power. Glory to God. He has made it by his power. His power is still yet standing. That means that if his power is standing, you are standing because his power keeps you as well. My God, I say thank you. For the Bible says in Luke 1:37, for with God nothing shall be impossible. Mary was going to have a baby. Mary said, how can this be that I know no man? God is omnipotent or powerful and is able to do anything no matter what you are going through. Our God is able to make a way and deliver you. It may seem impossible in the natural, but let me assure you today, on the authority of God's word. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. On the authority of God's word. God's word has authority, has power. It's omnipotent, omnipresent. Come on, Holy Ghost. God will make a way. He's able, people of God. Yes, Holy Ghost, at the name of Jesus, my God. Believe God can do anything, but few believe that he will. Not only God can, but God will. Come on, people of God. God will do the impossible. My God, I say thank you. I just love, glory to God, what God is doing. God is able to save. We talked about that, how God saved him from the gutter and the uttermost. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit. Paul said, I'm the chief sinner. Come on, people of God. Yes, Holy Ghost. God went into Paul, blinded him. Glory to God. On the road of Damascus, amen, praise God. Knocked him off of that horse. Come on, somebody. Glory to God. The light shined, praise God. And Paul was blinded, amen. They led him to the street called Straight. Glory to God. To a man, praise God. Glory to God. Ananias. And Ananias said, Paul. He said, I can't go to Paul because Paul is the chief sinner. Amen, praise God. He said, God said, well, who am I? I am God. Come on, people of God. Glory to God. If God saved Paul, the chief sinner, praise God, you got some people in your family, praise God, that you want God to change their life. Not, glory to God, not be a mold of what you want him to be, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, but you want God to save him. So what's too hard for God? God said, I am able. If I did it for the chief sinner, I can do it for your family member. Come on, people of God. Glory to God. I get so messed up when people think that they only one can get saved. They the only one can get delivered. They the only one can get healed. They the only one can prosper. I get a kind of little shaken up in that little thing because I know that God can do exceedingly and abundantly above all things that I ask or think according to the power that worketh on the inside. So you got to exercise the authority that God has given you. Pray for your family. Pray for your loved one. Ask God to deliver you out of that sin. Ask God, glory to God. The power will still work. Come on, people of God. It's power in the name of Jesus. It's power in the word of God. It's power on the inside of you. What power, glory to God, that you're working with today, praise God. If God can do it for them, he can do it for us, praise God. That's what messes me up, praise God. You ever find people, praise God, and say, this all messed up, praise God. They will never get saved, praise God. Look at their lives. But God, take the worst of the worst and raise them up. The chiefest sinner, glory to God. God, raise Paul up. Put him on there, glory to God, on a different kind of road, and he had to serve the Lord thy God. He told him, praise God, you're going to go through much for my name's sake, but the revelation, the glory that God put on him, amen, the chief is of the sinner. Come on, somebody, glory to God. I was all messed up, jacked up, and glory to God. God came me, washed me off, gutted me out, scaled me off, praise God, yet caught over, hold about sinner, and still yet scaling me. Come on, people of God. God is able. God is able to heal. He healed the blind man, praise God. Jesus is still in the healing business. Who I'm talking to, whether we are suffering physically, emotionally, mentally, God is able to heal us. Come on. The key is, will we let him? Jesus said to the lame man, do you wish to get well? Do you wish to get well? Come on, Holy Ghost. Do you want it? Glory to God. How bad do you want it? Glory to God. The Bible says in John 5 and 6, do we really want to be made whole? That was Jesus' condition of healing and deliverance. Be thou made whole. Who's ready to be made whole today? My God, I say thank you. He's able, people of God. If I'm talking to somebody else that lost all hope, glory to God, that feels like they can't make it, he's able to keep you from falling. Now unto him, glory to God, that is able to keep you from falling, to present you faultless before the presence of the glory with exceeding joy. Come on, my God, I say thank you. God is able to provide all our needs. Come on, somebody. God is able to make all grace abound towards you and me, that ye always having the sufficiency in all things may abound in every good work. Somebody shout with me this morning. I feel good in the Holy Ghost because God is able. God is able to open that closed door. God is able to bless you. God is able to heal you. God is able to deliver you. God is able to bless your family. God is able to raise you up. God is able to raise that ministry up. God is able to, to bring back that prodigal, Holy Ghost, that prodigal son. God is able, glory to God, glory to God. God is able. The Bible says, Philippians 4:19, but my God, my God shall supply all your needs according to your riches and glory. Holy Ghost, by Christ Jesus. It's in Jesus' name, people of God. Yes, God is able. There is no pain that God can't heal. There no need that God can't supply. There's no promises that God won't keep. Come on, somebody. Yes, God is able to do. God is able to do exceedingly abundantly. I put them in all the capitals. I'm going to shout it out to you today. Exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the power that works on the inside of us. Don't let that power, don't let that power lay dormant. Start speaking a thing. Start asking God what I'm doing. Asking God, what does my life consist of? Where I'm at right now, God. God, I know I need a healing, God. God, I know I need deliverance, God. I know one of my families, needs to be saved, God. I know, God, my finances need to come up, God. I know my debt needs to be cleared, God. God is able to show us what to do in this season. We're in a season, glory to God, of seeing, hearing, and being obedient to the Spirit of God. Are we connected connected to the covenant of God. My God, I give you glory. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Oh, my say, is he's able, glory to God, to do it for Abraham. He's able to do it for Paul. Come on, somebody. He's able to turn Peter's life around. Come on, somebody. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. He's able, glory to God, to open up the donkey's mouth and make the donkey talk. He's able to roll over. Yes, Holy Ghost. He's able, glory to God, to open up the Red Sea and let them walk on dry ground. He's able to deliver them out of Egypt. Come on, somebody. God is able. My God, can I talk about my Jesus and my God for a moment? His tabernacle are in imaginable, he is to no match of unanswered. Oh, glory to God. He will answer your prayers. Oh, yes, Holy Ghost. The table prepared, glory to God, just for you. He's able, glory to God. His company is desirable. Come on, people, God. His righteousness is detestable. Come on, somebody. He is able. His word is edible. Come on, somebody. His life is favorable. Come on, somebody. His plans are feasible. The law is honorable. The riches of his grace is immeasurable. He, glory to God, glory to God. His counsel is immutable. His peacefulness is impassionable. You got to understand that we serve a great God. Oh, my say, God, told our word about sight. Ah, yes, Holy Ghost. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. His armor, come on, people of God, is impenetrable. My God, I say thank you, Lord God. Nobody can penetrate that armor, praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. His sovereignty, ah, yes, Holy Ghost, indisputable. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. His unity, ah, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, indivisible. My God, I say thank you. His proofs are infallible. My God, I say, can we talk about our Jesus for a moment? His love is inseparable. My God, I say thank you, Lord Jesus. His blood is invaluable. Come on, people of God. His spirit is invisible. My God, I give him glory. What he breaks down is irreparable. My God, I say thank you. His grace is irresistible. My God, I say thank you. Can we talk about our Jesus for a moment? Can we talk about our God for a moment? All his paths are peaceable. Ah, yes, Holy Ghost. His doctrine is profitable. My God, I say thank you. His reasons are reasonable. My God, I say thank you. His promises are reliable. Every morning, his compassions are renewable. Are you here this morning? His sword is swift and terrible. His decrees are peaceable. When he decree a thing, praise God, is unaltered. That means that when he speaks over your life, nobody can alter it. Nobody can stop it. His glory is unapproachable. His wisdom is unattainable. In his holiness, he established our hearts as unblameless. He is the priest and he's unchangeable. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. The gift is unspeakable. Can we talk about our Jesus this morning? Can we lift him up this morning? Can I tell him thank you this morning? Somebody say, I'm in a new place. My God is able. My God is able. We erase doubt. We erase oppression this morning. We come up higher. My God, I say thank you. My God, I give it glory. Just like Paul, praise God, yes, go to the word of Isaiah. Just like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, come on, somebody. Just like the Hebrew boys, glory to God. The three Hebrew children expressed confidence in God's ability and said, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us from this thing, oh King. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Note, glory to God, they were loose and walking free in the fire, not after. Glory to God, glory to God. The fire, but the in the fire, and God led us to it. Glory to God, and he led us through it. Come on, somebody. God is able, people of God. We thank and praise God this morning for his word. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. God is able. Can you say it all week long? My God is able. Can you talk about it today? My God is able. No matter My God is able. No matter how I feel like I'm drowning, God is able. When I'm in the fire, God is able. When my children acting up, my God is able. When my finances don't seem right, God is able. My God, I give him glory. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for the word this morning. We thank you, God, because you are God all by yourself. We thank you because you are our Father. You are our Father in heaven. Hallelujah. And glory to God. You have the best benefits. Hi, yes, Holy Ghost. When you saved us, hi, yes, Holy Ghost, from the fire, furnace. When you delivered us, when you came and got us, you are our Father. Hallelujah. And you said a 3-4 cord is not easily broken. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for what you have said this morning. We thank you for the word this morning. We thank you for how you're moving for us this morning. We thank you for how you're delivering us this morning. We thank you for how you're elevating us this morning. We thank you, Lord, that you're bringing us up out of a place, God, where the enemy compressed us, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We know who our God is because our God is able. You have been on the air with no other than the one and only Apostle Calvin McNeil this morning, Reign of Glory Revival Ministry. This is our Sunday service this morning. I pray that you got something out of the word of God. I pray that whatever was on you broke off of you this morning. I pray that the healing, deliverance, glory to God, and you have given your soul, your heart, and your mind to your Father today in the name of Jesus. We bless and praise God for what he's doing and how he has, glory to God, spoken to us on this morning. I pray, glory to God, over each and every one of you and your families, hallelujah, that God, hallelujah, is going to have his way no matter what happens in our lives. Amen. Praise God, hallelujah. God will make a way where there seems to be no way. Are you at the Red Sea today? Hallelujah. You need God to open it up for you. He will do it because our God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh on the inside of you. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Don't forget, amen, tomorrow. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. It's been such an awesome ministry. Amen. Rise and grind for Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. Pastor Keeping It Real McNeil will be on tomorrow. Amen. Monday at 6 p.m. Praise God. Set your clocks. Amen. Get ready. Amen. He has been doing a phenomenal teaching. Amen. On the time of prayer. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I think maybe this might be the last one. Amen. Praise God. But you want to tap in. Amen. To the glory of God. Don't forget. Amen. We thank God that Pastor Idona Waters is back. Amen. She's home, people of God. Come on and give God some glory because she's home. Hallelujah. Pastor Anona Waters. Amen. True Fine International Ministry on Thursday at 6 p.m. Join her as well. Amen. She came on. Amen. Glory to God. Just coming from the hospital, but she came on. Amen. To give the word of the Lord. Amen. So we thank and praise God. Hallelujah. That God continue to touch us and raise us up for his glory. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I want to thank all of you. Amen. That has been a blessing to this ministry that partnered with us. Amen. In Reign of Glory Revival Ministry. Have you had blessed the ministry? Amen. Praise God. I pray that God will give you back 100-fold. I am actually doing things in the ministry as we speak. Amen. Things have been done yesterday. More things has for all of you. Tithing and sending your offerings in. Amen. Because it's a great help in the kingdom of God. We thank God. Amen. Because his kingdom shall stand. His kingdom has come and his will shall be done. Amen. Praise God. With that being said, amen. Let us pray out. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you for joining me on this morning. Glory to God. I'm excited. Praise God, for God is able. Don't forget, when things look wrong, God is able. Hallelujah. Put your trust in the Lord. Yes, Holy Ghost, we bless God. So, Father, we thank you, Lord God, for the things that you have said and done on this day, God. I thank you how you blessed your people on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. There is so much to talk about you, Father, but glory to God, it cannot be put in just one session, Father. I thank you, Lord God, that you have shown me something, Lord God, yes, Holy Ghost, that you have continued, God, to build up our faith in you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. The same God that spoke words in existence and it came to be. Father, we thank you, Lord God, because we know that you are able. I ask that you bless every household under the sound of my voice, Father God. Bless their families, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Move by your mighty power in the lives of your people, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We ask that you continue to have your way. Move by your Holy Spirit, God. Continue to lift them up. Continue, Lord God, to show the glory, God, that show forth your glory, God, in their lives, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you for what you said. We thank you for what you've done. We thank you, Lord God, yes, Holy Ghost, for all things great and small. Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling, present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power. Let the church say amen, amen, and amen, and amen. God bless you all. God bless you all. I'm going to leave you with a song this morning. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. In Jesus' name. Jesus loves you, and so do I. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Your word, don't give up on God, for he won't give up on you. Listen, he's able. I feel God in the room. He's able. I need a crazy worshiper to lift your voice, lift your hand.
Oh,
I see somebody there. You feel like giving up. You feel like nobody understands. But the devil is alive. God is right there. And he's been there all the time. Lift your hands. I break the spirit of depression off of you. In Jesus' name. Give up on you. Let me tell you why.